Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 30th, 2013, and today we are discussing the reaction of European allies to NSA spying and data collection, as well as the testimony before Congress of the NSA chief, Army General Keith Alexander, and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, a known liar and perjurer. The last time he spoke to Congress, Mr. Clapper defended spying on our allies as necessary, said it is commonplace and that they do it to us as well. This all started to come to a head when it was revealed that the NSA monitored the cell phone conversations of German Chancellor Angela Merkel along with 34 other world leaders. Chancellor Merkel, who grew up in East Germany, where Stasi monitoring of conversations really was commonplace, personally called President Obama to express her outrage at the espionage, which came at an embarrassing time for her while she was in a difficult re-election campaign. It caused the German people to question her credibility. French President Francois Hollande also expressed outrage and summoned the U.S. ambassador for questioning. Spain's public prosecutor launched an inquiry into reports that U.S. intelligence has spied on millions of its citizens. Some 60 million Spanish citizens were monitored, this report says. Spain summoned the U.S. ambassador to discuss the allegations. Spanish Foreign Minister Jose Garcia Margallo said that if the reports were true, it would break the climate of trust between the two countries. Well, I'm afraid they are true. Yes, it appears the climate of trust will be broken between the U.S. and its closest allies. The climate of trust is what sometimes is referred to as soft power. It's just power and influence gained by moral leadership and persuasion. The U.S. has squandered what it had of that in favor of raw, brute military power, but it appears that the U.S. military can no longer kill the enemies of Washington as fast as Washington politicians can create them. Back to Mr. Clapper for a moment. He has an admitted history of lying to Congress about NSA spying, as we said. And he went on to say further that during his 50 years in intelligence, it was a, quote, basic tenet to collect confidential information about foreign leaders. They do the same thing to us, he added. The difference, I suppose, is that we are so much better at it than they are, since we have an unlimited budget and a $2 billion data collection center sitting out in the Utah desert. The interesting part has been President Obama's assertions that he didn't know anything about it. As one comedian put it, the Obama administration doesn't know what the Obama administration is doing. Ms. Merkel said General Alexander told her that President Obama has known since at least 2010 and that he was interested because he didn't trust her. Another official in the administration said the president has only known since June. The administration says we are going to start an inquiry into foreign intelligence. An inquiry, they said. That was what they chose to do to handle this, start an inquiry. Well, at least we've got that going for us, folks. Finally, the president didn't know, if he didn't know, his ignorance and lack of interest in foreign affairs is appalling. And if he did know, well, that's appalling too. At least that's the way I see it. Wednesday, October 30th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.
How'd you do?
Oh, it's absolutely perfect. You're going to be amazed.